Hello, my friends. Welcome to the Finessa Empowers podcast. I am Dr. Finessa, Chief Empowerment Officer of Finessa Empowers LLC, empowerment coach and author. Our topic for today is no time for playing small. Before we get into the scripture reading, I want to share an inspiring poem that has motivated and empowered me on many occasions. It's called Our Greatest Fear by Marianne Williamson. She's an American spiritual teacher and a number one New York Times bestselling author. Her poem says, "Our greatest fear is not that we are inadequate, but that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that frightens us. We ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, handsome, talented, and fabulous? Actually, who are you not to be? You are a child of God. Your playing small does not serve the world. There is nothing enlightened about shrinking so that other people won't feel insecure around you. We were born to make manifest the glory of God within us. It's not just in some, it's in everyone. And as we let our own light shine, we consciously give other people permission to do the same. As we are liberated from our fear, our presence automatically liberates others." Wow, oh my goodness, this poem resonates with me every time I read it. Along with this poem, I was inspired this week by an powerful message by Pastor Stephen Furtick of Elevation Church titled, How to Diffuse Your Doubt. He talked about the story of David and Goliath in 1 Samuel 17 and referenced Malcolm Gladwell's book, David and Goliath. Both resources are truly enlightening, and I encourage you to read them for yourselves. However, I want to highlight a specific scripture from the Bible. Our scripture reference comes from 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 26. I'm reading the Message Bible version, and it reads, "David, who was talking to the men standing around him, asked, 'What's in it for the man who kills that Philistine and gets rid of this ugly blot on Israel's honor? Who does he think he is anyway, this uncircumcised Philistine taunting the armies of God alive?'" Have you identified the giants in your life? Is there someone or something that insists on belittling, berating, bullying, or trying to intimidate you from reaching your God-given potential? My friends, we have no time for playing small to make others feel good about themselves or boost their insecure, inflated egos. Understand this, we are meant to soar like eagles. During storms, eagles let the winds from the storm elevate them higher until eventually they are above the storm and away from danger. We cannot dwell with chickens, buzzards, and vultures, whether that is a person, place, or thing. Allow the winds from our storms to lift us higher and soar. We must first spread our wings, and when we do, understand there may be some people around us who may not like the fact that we know who we are, know that God is our source and supply, and try to prevent us from flying. There will be situations that we will encounter that are meant to scare, threaten, or reduce us to the smallest fraction. But God has placed His amazing power in us to overcome any obstacle or threat that comes our way. This brings me back to the story of David and Goliath. It's an oldie but goodie and tells an exciting story of how God packs great things in small packages. God loves choosing things the world considers foolish to shame those who think they are wise, and He chooses things that are powerless to shame those who are powerful. Although the story of David and Goliath is filled with adventure and suspense, what I loved about this story is the trust and confidence David had in God, and how this trust and confidence gave him an inward resolve that glorified God, as well as positively impacted his circle of influence. Physically and naturally, based upon others' opinions, David was viewed as a child, small, inexperienced, insignificant, like an underling. He was considered the least of his land. On the other hand, his opponent, Goliath, was a giant, assumed to be strong, powerful, threatening, loud, and considered the best of the land. Frankly, Goliath was a downright bully. But God has a different standard than the world possesses. What made David great is considered unimportant by the world's limited standard. As we journey through this story, we will find that David had more tenacity, confidence, and wisdom than the grown, experienced soldiers around him. Do you know why? He didn't trust in himself and have complete faith in his own abilities. David, who would one day be king, had total and complete trust and faith in Almighty God. One of the lessons here is whenever we completely focus on the Lord and believe that God is our ultimate source and supply from where our help comes from, we will always stand in the place of victory and fight from the place of victory, no matter what our identified giants may be. This means, my victorious friends, that whatever attempts to come against us, we are already victorious. That should make you jump up and shout. Now, getting back to the story, let's look at the physical features of David and Goliath. David was small and young. Goliath was over 9 feet tall and older than David. David had no armor. Goliath wore armor made of bronze, weighing more than 100 pounds. David had a little slingshot and 5 smooth stones. Goliath had a spear and a javelin. David was unassuming physically. He was relational, empathetic to soldiers' needs, and served the Israelite army. Goliath was a fearsome sight, stood tall, was loud and boisterous, used belittling, berating, and threatening words to intimidate and instill fear in those around him. David was God's warrior, the best of God's kingdom. Goliath was the world's warrior, the best of his land. When you look at the physical features of both individuals, David is clearly the underdog in this story. Or is he? There is one saving grace about David that overrides the impressive resume and stature of Goliath, which eventually allows David to defeat him. Goliath stood and believed in his own strength, abilities, and experience. But David stood on the word of God and believed in the strength and ability of God to fight for him. David knew that the battle was not his, it is God's. Right now, we're going to listen to a song by renowned gospel artist Yolanda Adams that further explains whose fight our trials and tribulations truly belong to. And I'll be right back to give you 5 empowering points that will empower us to not play it small in any area of our lives. Sing, Yolanda.
Feel no hurt.
my goodness, I'm back, y'all. I don't know about you, my friends, but that song right there comforts me and gets me going every time I hear it. Oh my goodness. Okay. If you recall in the story, David had 5 smooth stones to conquer his giant. I have 5 smooth stones, aka empowering points of my own, to coach us in conquering our giants based on God's word and my 4-year study of emotional intelligence when I was writing my dissertation. I referenced Daniel Goleman. He's a well-known psychologist, author, and science journalist. He had a theory of emotional intelligence. His theory states that emotional intelligence is the capacity for recognizing our own feelings and those of others, for motivating ourselves, and for managing emotions well in ourselves and in our relationships. The 5 categories of emotional intelligence are self-awareness, self-management, motivation, social skills, and empathy. I believe David emulates this theory quite well. Let me explain. To defeat our giants, stone 1, understand whose you are and who you are. David was aware that God was his source and supply. And because God was his source and supply, David knew who he was in God and not in himself. He spoke the word of God as a lifestyle, which developed his self-awareness of how God viewed him and not how the world viewed him. Stone 2, manage yourself, your circle, and your surroundings. David knew what others thought about him, but he didn't allow their negative thoughts to infect him. He managed his thoughts, his words, who he shared his time with, and where he spent his time. We choose where we dwell. Choose wisely. Stone 3, learn to motivate yourself and God. David received his motivation from God. He didn't allow the naysayers and energy vampires to use his mind as a garbage can. David also remembered how God was with him in past experiences when fighting a lion and a bear. And he used that knowledge to motivate himself and convince King Saul that he could defeat Goliath. Once the army saw how motivated David was in God and how he defeated Goliath, they too became motivated and empowered to defeat the Philistine army. Stone 4, be available for God to use you. David had great social skills. He was relational and communicated well with others. God is a relational God, and he's able to use us to help others when we are available to him to work through us. And the last stone, stone 5, empathize with and empower others. David understood the army's fear of the Philistines, but he didn't allow the fears to control him. Instead, David declared the word of God and empowered others through his awesome confidence in the awesome God. And if you've read the story or reading the story, you'll understand that David only needed one stone to defeat Goliath. And that stone was the word of God. Yes, Jesus. Hallelujah. This has been your Empowering Moment with Dr. Vanessa. Thank you for tuning in to the Vanessa Empowers podcast. If you would like to experience more of my devotionals, you may purchase my books at Barnes & Noble, Amazon, or on my website at www.VanessaEmpowers.com. Also, if there are any topics you would like for me to discuss, connect with me on my website, Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, and Twitter. And remember, it only takes one moment to change your life. You have the power within to expose and empower the awesome in you. Share your awesomeness with the world and facilitate change.